Morning, Tuttles. Morning, Ralph. Morning, BJ
Hi,
and Tom.
Tuttles. Hi, Eric. I hope you are good
And
today.
doing good. I'm just, guess we're just waiting for Aaron to show up.
Yeah, he might already be in here. There was, I think, four people in before I got in. Are you in here, Aaron? Hi, crazy Kyle. You crazy guy. Bam, bam, bam. Hi, bam, bam. All right. Aaron, are you in here, bud? Whoever else is in here before we were, welcome. Can't see you. Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
I was so hoping you would be here today.
Hello, everybody. Let me clear my throat. Hey, Eric. Hey, Dina Joe.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Joe and Eric. We're coming to you live.
Yes, it is, Don. The steel.
All the way from Georgia up to the Pacific Northwest in Washington with a little swing back to Colorado.
Hi, Marty.
No, I don't see Aaron in the chat room yet.
No?
Nope.
Huh. I heard him downstairs. I wonder what's going on.
He'll get here. Hello, everybody.
I'll check on him in a minute.
Hey, everybody. Marty, Don, Crazy Kyle, good to see you, Tuttles. Good to see you. Ralph. Hi, Ralph. It is Monday, May 23rd, 2022. Man, we are in the countdown for the end of May already.
Oh, yes, we are.
This is the last full week. Eric, have you been replaced by some kind of clone or something? I mean, an alien?
No.
You sound great. The microphone
you
you're
said,
using.
Yeah. What? Now, you said you've got new wireless Bluetooth headphones, right?
I've had them for a while, but I don't know if it might be the Podbean update.
Yes, because I don't know what it is, because whatever, it like
Man.
Last week, it started last Monday. You sound very like
Man.
Deep and
I know.
Very Jeez. Crisp. Hi, Moonchild. Very crisp and clean. Sounds good.
Hi, this is Eric. This is Eric from Georgia, Washington.
Yeah, I know. He sounds very.
I'm so professional. I know. It's like,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey-o. Yeah, now you should say stuff like that, Eric. You're like, hey, oh,
Chris.
Yeah, you sound good. Sounds mm-hmm. good, buddy. I like it.
Really does.
I like it. Yeah. Yeah.
Aaron's
yeah.
phone's doing an update, so he's
Uh-oh.
Patiently waiting for it to stop.
Yeah. Well, we got time, you know.
Yeah.
We got an hour and 15 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter when he comes in. Man, but it's gonna be a good day. It's gonna be a good day. We are fortunately having great weather here in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh,
and the good
word.
News about that, Dina Joe, is you know, if we've got good weather, it's gonna be coming
it's
to you.
Fine. Yeah, I think Thursday it's gonna start warming up. It is so flipping cold because the wind just won't stop. We've had wind for 4 months now, but this storm that came through really got cold, and then you know it's freezing overnight. It's freezing, uh-huh. So it's just really. It feels just like when it's fall. Like,
Damn.
Oh my gosh, winter's coming. It's like, nah, this isn't supposed to be happening right now.
Yeah, it's crazy weather.
It feels just
crazy
like
weather
fall.
In Colorado. Crazy,
just like fall.
You're in a weather vortex or something. I don't
I
know.
I know. It's strange.
Like I said, it was nice here. So I was out working yesterday in the yard, or. Not yesterday, but Saturday, Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. And, man, I worked my little
Ryan?
Apple butt. I worked my little Apple butt to the core.
Are you kidding? Are you getting yourself an Apple butt? Apple bottom. Got yourself an Apple bottom there, huh?
I worked myself to the point where I finally got done, you know, doing I mean, I'm done.
Oh,
physically,
gosh.
Mentally, I'm done. And I'm sitting
I'm
down.
Okay.
And Grammy comes out there. She goes, "So, how you doing?" I go, "I'm done, man. I'm done. I'm stopping." But it was fun. The yard looks good. I mean, yeah, it looks all trimmed up and everything. And because I sent you that little video, it looks nice. And you know, hey, the backyard looks so nice and everything. I go, "Yeah, I'm ripping it all out.
Yes, gravel.
That's what I'm doing."
Hey, D-Mac.
Oh, good to see you, D. You know what is good? Are they going to give you a, I guess once you give them a down payment or whatever, are they going to give you a sketch of what they're going to do?
They have it. I mean, they already have the sketch. They haven't shown it to me because it's really pretty basic. It's just tear up all the grass, replace it with gravel. I mean, it's really pretty basic. They could give me one, but they would charge me more for the professional drawing. Yeah, well, they would.
Sure, welcome.
I'm sure if I asked for one, then what they would do is they'd probably give me a CAD drawing of one. You know, they'd have all the measurements out, you know, to the nearest half inch and all this, that, you know.
Yeah, should see the one. Gaynor. I'm like, where is that picture at? It's a pretty big picture. I have to find it. Uh-huh. When we bought this house, the guy that Lewis was working with, they both worked at the very first landscaping place that Lewis worked at for like 20 years. And he drew the measurements of our whole backyard completely. Uh-huh. Him and his wife were both landscaping architects. So they did like with him saying, my dream is to have this. So they just did like the whole backyard. Like if you had all the money in the world, here you go. And it's all colored and it's framed. It's framed and everything. It's beautiful, beautiful. Of course, you know, some of the things we went off of them, some of them we didn't, but it's just the coolest thing to have, you know, it's really cool.
That stuff is absolutely gorgeous. Their drawings. I mean, uh-huh. the way they put it all out there, everything.
Yeah, his wife was more into drawing. Like she did the drawings of the flowers and all the little itty bitty stuff. It's pretty cool. I gotta find it. I'll take a picture of it. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, I love looking at plans. I like looking at all the plans for buildings and that. I actually worked for a little bit with a company that was building at the time it was the new police station in Prescott, Arizona, you know, and I was there as an assistant for the supervisor or whatever on the job, the head guy. And, you know, and I'd get to look at all the drawings, you know, and working in quality control, I knew how to read, regular mechanical drawings, you know, blueprints, things being made, manufactured and machined and all that. Never really looked at any architectural drawings until I worked there. And then I'm flipping open and I'm looking at it, I'm going, oh, that's all basically the same. I go, hey, this is the elevations markings right here and this. And he goes, you know how to read those? I go, a drawing's a drawing. You know?
Hi, a dog. There he is.
But it was good to see. It was good to see the finished drawings. You know, when they have it all drawn out, you can see the front of the building and really all the courtyard with all the trees and all that. It's like, oh my gosh, this is really this is impressive stuff right here.
It really is pretty neat.
I wish I'd have known about that kind of stuff when I was in high school because
you go to learn how to do it.
I would. I tell you what. I think I'd have been a landscaper. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like being outside, but being a landscaper. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and learning it. I mean, that's what Lewis got into. You know, right out of high school and learning all of that stuff. He doesn't know the drawing. You know, the drawing kind of like what I was explaining earlier. You know, those people are very artist drawing, you know, but he knows how to put stuff together and tell you about it and explain it and do all that kind of good stuff.
Their vision, you know, they have that mind's eye. They could walk in there. And what's funny is after I retired, Our yard was our front and backyards were just total messes. I mean, they were just, I didn't take care of anything, and it was just a total mess. So I started, you know, I wanted a shed. So I started bringing in sheds, and I started doing this and doing that during the bird sanctuary. But I actually went out there one day and I started looking, and all of a sudden it just clicked. I had that mind's eye. I could look and say, okay, I want this over here. Oh yeah. Yeah. And this over here and that, you know, to be able to visualize what you want to do. And it's not that hard, really. I mean,
and you can take all different kinds of classes, you know, like he took the class for, I don't remember where, oh, they went to Tennessee for like 4 days for laying brick and stuff like that, you know, so he knows how to do that, laying, you know, for pathways and patios and raised gardens and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. To be able to sit there and look and say, okay, I'm going to do this in brick. I'm going to do this in stone. I'm going to do this with crushed rock. I think this would look better with, you know, granite. I mean, oh, yeah, it's just fascinating stuff. Yeah. And I think I've got a good one coming. I think this guy, I think they know what they're doing. I was really pleased and kind of somewhat impressed with the guy when I talked to him. I'm really lucky in a way that when I talk to these people coming out and doing jobs, I end up talking to the CEOs or the owners of the companies.
Hi, Mr. Steels.
Because something always seems to happen, and the salesperson that was going to come, something happened and they couldn't make it. So in order for them to make
Saturday Night Smoke, good to see you.
In order for them to make their appointment, the boss goes, okay, I'll go take care of this one. It should be pretty quick and easy and come out. And like that's what happened when I had the guys that come out took out our trees in the front yard. You know, I was talking to the CEO, the owner of the company. And it's like, I just love talking to these guys because they are the company, you know, and you're talking to them and, you know, and it's just, so you're going to get another couple of quotes? No, I like you. I like you. I'm going to go with you. Yeah. And that's what I did. That's what I've done every time, you know, and that's what I did with the landscaper too. So, okay, well, we'll see after you get a couple more quotes. I ain't getting no more quotes.
I still, hi, JP.
I'm going to have you do it, you know. And the guy, like the guy that did my trees, he goes, well, I'm not the cheapest out there, but I'm not the most expensive. And I go, don't matter to me. I like you. I want you. I want your company to come and do it. And sure enough, their workers come out and they're just great to work with, you know, because they're a reflection of their boss. Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff to go. Hey, anyway, Aaron's gone here. Aaron, join us. Aaron, it's good to see you. Get the little intro going here for Aaron. And yeah, baby.
The Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric presents the A-Dog Sports Report starting right now.
I think it was late. My phone was installing an update.
Ah. Oh, my gosh. You sound totally weird.
Oh, you sound what? Good now. Yeah, it was kind of weird.
It sounded like you were in a tunnel or something.
Testing
update two.
Testing, Aaron. testing. 1, 2, 1, 2. Now you sound fine now, buddy. So, Aaron, good to hear. Good to hear from you. Good to hear you. What kind of things caught your eye with the sports?
Well, I've been paying attention to the NBA's like conference finals lately. And I didn't watch game 3 of the Western Conference Finals yesterday. I was going to watch it later today. And I've been watching the Celtics Heat Eastern Conference Finals, and it's now 2-1 Miami.
Yeah.
In the last week, I watched Miami almost blew a 28-point lead.
Really? Oh, my.
They were like, up by like, yeah, by at least like 28 points or something in the first quarter. By halftime, about 14 or something like that. And then Boston tried to make a huge comeback, but they came up short in Miami, still won by 6.
Man, woof. That's something. Yeah, I have yet to catch an NBA championship game. I've been wanting to watch Stephon Curry play, but I just I just never pay attention and I never catch it. And, you know, I don't know. I'm going to have to try. Because after this, what happens after the, if they go all the way through this series, then what are they looking at? The division.
After these conference finals will be the NBA finals. So that will decide, like, who will be the champion in the NBA.
Oh, okay. So the winners of the winners of this batch of games goes on to play for the championship.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. I have. Have you been? Did you catch any hockey, Aaron? Did you catch any hockey?
I've been trying to pay attention to the St. Louis Blues Avalanche series. I had a game three recorded to watch later on today as well. So I might watch that first, and then game three of the Western Conference Finals after that.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, I'll be careful not to say anything about the guy that got his head decapitated during the game. So,
yeah.
It was a joke, people. Come on. Now, you know that was funny, everybody. Come on. That was funny. Aaron's going to watch the game. He's got it recorded. I put a little fake thing out there. Come on. Oh. Got a tough crowd this morning. Tough crowd. Hey, one thing, Aaron, I've noticed about the hockey, though, because this is the first year I've ever been involved in watching the NHL. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, so far, we're just into our second series of games, you know, just our second series of games. The beatings that these teams are taking playing against each other, it's a wonder to me that they could even play hockey by the time the Stanley Cup playoff comes around, by the time they play for the championship.
Yeah, they're all really
beating each other up. They are just beat. They're just beat up like, and all
come
that.
On, kill you.
I know. It's unbelievable. They've already had a guy that's busted a spleen. They've had a guy break an ankle or... Oh. Go ahead, Ert.
I heard a story that a football player, he played through a broken spleen 2 years ago, and he was playing for the Buccaneers.
Really? Huh.
Yeah. Like, he was really tough. He played through it, and they found out he had a ruptured spleen, and they went and fixed it. I can't remember the name of the guy who it was.
Huh. Well, in the hockey, they've got death threats going out to people because they hurt the other team's star player. And I mean, the police are being called in to escort them around. It's like, holy moly. Jeez.
It's not even a game anymore. What has that gotten into? No, seriously. I mean, I know actually, the hockey is crazy.
Yeah, hockey, the game itself is crazy.
It's a tough game, but the fans are getting a little out of control.
Fans making threats, life threats on people.
That's a little out of control. Nancy Kerrigan and whatchamacallit. Yeah. He's crazy.
Yeah, I think that's what it all started. That's what it all started is when...
I can't think of her name, but it was Nancy Kerrigan. Thank you. When she bam in the knees.
Whack in the knees. Yeah. Why?
Oh, jeez.
All I remember is that yell. Why?
I know.
I'm like, oh, please, come on.
Yeah, okay. Ralph. Sorry, Aaron.
Sorry, Aaron. Go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
I did see the NBA draft lottery, and the team who got the number one pick this year is the Orlando Magic.
Oh, okay.
So the top 10 in the order for the draft is Magic number one, Thunder number two, Rockets 3, Kings 4, Pistons 5, Pacers 6, Blazers 7, Pelicans 8, Spurs 9, and Wizards 10.
I don't even recognize half those names anymore. You know, I mean, it's from when I was watching the NBA. Yeah. I don't even recognize those names anymore. It's just like, huh? Who? The what? The Thunder? What? What's going on?
They used to be the Sonics back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Hi, MG. Wow. Hey, Ruthless. Welcome.
I lived in a time where the New Jersey Nets and the Seattle Supersonics actually existed before those two teams actually.
Yeah.
You know, welcome.
There's people up here in the Pacific Northwest that are yelling and screaming that the Sonics need to come back to Seattle. They want an NBA team. Yeah. I don't know if they'll get it, but
they still have a WNBA team in Seattle, so that's something.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I don't know. Aren't they in the middle of their championship too, Aaron?
No, the WNBA is like they just got their season underway. So a couple of their teams have already played like a couple of games this year already. Like I watched like two game WNBA games this weekend. The first one was the Phoenix Mercury against the Las Vegas Aces, and then yesterday my Chicago Sky against the Washington Mystics.
How are the crowds? Are they picking up an audience? Are they getting more popular?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty decent crowd. I mean, in Vegas, there was some good amount of fans out there too.
It like, seems
I've never been to one. I would love to go to a WNBA game sometime.
Doesn't Denver or Colorado have a WNBA team?
No,
unfortunately, they don't. I wish we had one. I mean, that would be awesome if they expanded out here.
Like, yeah, it would be. I'm surprised they don't, to tell you the truth. I'm surprised they don't.
Yeah.
I when they first started, I watched a couple of games. And when they first started, you know, I was watching the NBA. So after going through an NBA season, I just didn't want to sit there and watch another season of basketball. It had nothing against the women playing, because as a matter of fact, the games I did watch, I thought, man, this is some good basketball, you know, because the team play, it's more team play. They're more of a team instead of individual stars. You know, they play more as a team. It's like watching college. It's like watching college basketball. You know, they're into the zone defenses, and you know, they'll split into one on ones, and there's no big flashy single. You know, Michael Jordan, LeBron James person. They play as a team. They win as a team. And that. So, yeah, it's good basketball. And I noticed that the NBA is pushing them a lot this year. So I was just curious about the crowds.
Yeah. And one of my favorite teams is the Chicago Sky. And they're coming into this season as defending champs from last year.
Huh. Ralph says, you got to dunk that. You know, I remember I watched the first WNBA game when, what was that star's name? She's now, I believe she was a coach. Lisa Leslie. Yeah, is Lisa Leslie, Aaron? Is that right?
Yeah, that's what he said. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember when she dunked for the first time. I mean, it was kind of awesome to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she drove the paint, dunked the ball.
It was one of my favorite WNBA players growing up, to be honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But doesn't play anymore. I think she's like a analyst. Daddy, I think.
Welcome. Yeah, and she coached for a little bit, didn't she? I believe she coached for a little bit.
I don't know what team she coached for. Maybe it was in college
LA?
Or something.
No, I think she coached the LA WNBA team.
Oh, the LA Sparks?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's what their team name is in Los Angeles.
Now, I thought I read somewhere that's, well, I'm not going to say. I'd have to research it out a little bit more. I don't know. Forget it. I ain't saying nothing.
Were you going to say Sue Bird?
No. That was something I thought I read. I don't know if I read it or I dreamed it. I'm at that age. I don't know if I read something or if I dreamed it. I don't know.
Yeah. I know Sue Bird. She's getting pretty old, but she's actually still playing. Like, she's still in the league.
Wow. How old
like,
is she?
I can't remember how old she is, but she's still like.
I'm here, back. Welcome.
She's still playing. She's like the Tom Brady of the WNBA, pretty much.
The Tom Brady. That's awesome. You know, I'd take that title. If anybody compared me to Tom Brady, you know, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Yep.
Still kicking it.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Did you watch any college softball? Any of the girls playing?
I watched one game. It was between my Michigan Wolverines and the University of the Golden Knights of trying to remember where they're from. I know they're from Florida.
Uh-huh.
I think it's UCF or something.
Hi, Moonshine Cage. Hi, Moonshine. Good to see you.
Huh. Good game, though.
Yeah, it actually went to 11 innings, and UCF won.
Hi, Sarah, your sister.
3-2.
You know, one thing I've been seeing on on social media are these pro pitchers. I don't know what's going on. It seems like they're just kind of lobbing in these real slow 50, 60 mile per hour pitches. I don't understand what's going on. Have you seen any of that? It's like, why are they pitching so slow?
The way they're throwing the ball, it's like they're winding up, but they're throwing it underhand.
I don't know what is going on. You know, it's like, what are you guys doing here? I don't get it. And then I saw that they got some kids coming up from college that are able to put movement on that ball that is just unbelievable. Like their sinkers and their curveballs and that. I mean, they'll release the ball and it'll go like it's heading like to the, it's like that ball's going to hit that batter. And then it breaks, and then it breaks in across the plate. Unbelievable. The movement these kids are getting on these balls. I don't know what's going on, but
yeah, I think I saw like in one game, Oklahoma scored like 9 runs in the first inning.
Like, Holy moly.
They scored 9 runs. Yeah.
Jeez.
I think they won their, I think they won that game in like 5 innings. Cause I think there's like a scoring rule, I think.
Huh? Like Little League. You can only have 10 runs, and then we switch out.
Sort of certain amount runs, then the game will only end in 5 innings instead of 7.
I don't know. Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me at all. All right. Well, listen, that's it. Time's up, Aaron. Thanks, man. Thanks for the sports report. Always look forward to hearing from you and seeing what's going on. Man, you go out there and have a great day today. Aaron, that's Aaron. Aaron A. Dog Sports Report right there, everybody. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks. Good job, buddy. Good job. It's always fun talking to Aaron. Hope you're having as much fun as I am, Aaron, with the hope when the show's not over, he's not complaining to his mom.
He looks forward to it.
His mom.
Yeah. Says that old man doesn't listen to me. What's up with that?
And you go, feel my pain, son. Mm-hmm. Feel my pain.
Exactly. You set yourself up for that one.
I know. Hey, your room is looking pretty nice, Dina Jo.
Yeah.
Except I will say this, it looks a little little crowded. It's looking real busy.
It's what do you mean it's looking a little busy? You should have saw it before. What do you mean? It's small. So it's one small space is like for my where I do the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And then the other spot is where I work out. So,
I couldn't even tell where your little spot, your podcast spot is. I couldn't even tell.
It's that whole long desk, but what, you know, the thing is, cause I stand up on that whole, I have a smaller desk that, if I want to sit, I can sit at, but then I have that big, long, I call it a desk. It's like a craft table actually, but, and then I have all my stuff up on these decorative boxes cause I need them to be higher. So I need to buy, I want to get one of those, you know, those desk things you put on top of your desk.
Yeah.
Hi, Asha, that you could put your computer on so it lifts up higher.
Yeah, because you are actually standing up.
Yes. So I want to get one of those because
like right now. Right now you're standing up.
I'm standing up. I'm jogging in place right now.
You're jogging in place. You're pacing. You're pacing the place.
Yeah. I am. So I want to get one of those desk things because there's a couple of them that I can put all of my stuff, my laptop, my tablet and my phone all on this one thing instead of all the way spread out all the way across.
Yeah. And those are
it's
nice.
It's more organized. It's organized. Yeah.
Those things that lift up. Those are nice. Those are nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice things.
Yeah.
Man, you're like a shark. You just can't stop moving.
squat.
Squat. Yeah, that's right. You could be doing squats and we wouldn't even know.
No, I do sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
Or I stretch. Yeah.
While you're doing the show? Good grief. Yeah. Man.
Oh, you use one? Yeah. I want to get one. Solid blue. Yeah. It's more organized and it's lifted up and I only have three different boxes that I'm using. So yeah. I'll take a picture of just the area.
And me, I'm trying to figure out a way where I can do the podcast from my big old fat comfy chair that's behind me right now instead of sitting at the desk.
No. I'm not sitting. Yeah, if I had my way, I would have my own workout room and my own place. But, you know, this is my area.
Man, you got enough room in the backyard. You should put your own little workout shed out there.
Workout shed?
Yeah. Get you a little shed.
No, buy that guy.
Get you a little shed, a little I don't know, maybe a 12x16 shed out there, and get it put in and have it wired and decorate it out inside and have your own little she shed, but it's a little workout gym. Yeah. Well. Dina's Den of Death. There you go. The triple D, Dina's Den of Death. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Workout shed.
You don't see that? I see it. I can see it. That's that landscaper eye I've developed.
It would need to be totally 100% insulated because it's too dang cold. And I want to be able to work out all the time. And I do sometimes very, very, very early in the morning. So yeah.
Oh, you could.
That's
you
what
could,
I you... don't see. It has to be to spend that. Yeah.
Oh, you could. You could very easily because it's just like a little house. You just go in there and throw in the insulation in between the studs. You put your plywood.
Palace of plywood. Pain. Like
you put
that.
your palace of pain. Yeah. You put your you put your insulation in, and you put your drywall walls up, and you insulate the roof. Oh yeah, you could do it. Have you go and you do some. You do some wiring, so it's got electricity in there, got a little heater in there. Oh yeah. Yeah, I can see it. Yeah. Gina Jones, Palace of Pain. Yeah. The Pain Palace. Yeah. Den of Doom. Yeah. 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 Oh, you could have all kinds of names.
Yeah.
I'd make you a sign to hang on it.
Palace of Pain. Yeah. Well, no, I didn't actually break my toe here. That was at the gym, so I can't say that it really is a palace of pain. So
you should make a sign and put it on your door for your office, the Palace of Pain. Don't go through the door of doom. The door of doom.
You must work out if you go in there.
I wouldn't be comfortable here because there's no place to sit. I swear, there's not. Unless you're sitting on that bike, on that...
There's a little teeny chair at the little desk. There is a chair. You did? Yeah, you have to look at the
video.
Yeah,
I guess there is one, yeah.
There's just a little teeny chair, but that's it. Yeah, you're right. There is a place to sit. You could sit on the total gym, but you'd have to use it.
Yeah, so when we were there almost a year ago then, that was it was all... cluttered up. It was like a little storeroom with your little printer, and that kind of stuff on there.
Yeah, we were moving everything and painting stuff, so everything was going in there
as a holding tank.
We were painting over here, doing stuff over there, then we would move it out, and then we would move this, and then we move back. So yeah,
that's how like what we were doing when we made the studio one and made Grammy's little craft room. Yeah, we moved everything into our family room. I mean, it's like bam. I mean, you couldn't get in there. It's like, are you guys hoarders? No, we've got everything out of the other room so we can work on the floor and all that stuff. Oh, okay. Yeah. Everybody was getting scared. Oh no, dad and Grammy, they've turned into hoarders. No, we haven't turned into hoarders. As a matter of fact, I was looking at that family room today, or not today, but the last couple of weeks. I walked in there for something. I don't know what, because we still have stuff in there that's got to get, you know, got to go to the dump and that kind of stuff. And I went in and I walked, oh my gosh, I can actually see the fireplace. I can see the sofa that's in here. Yeah, we're slowly but surely getting everything out of there. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Nice. Welcome back, Ruthless.
So guess what we're going to go see tomorrow?
What you're going to go see?
A magic show.
Oh.
Yeah. Where? We got invited. We got invited casinos? To a magic show. No, it's over at this resort that's in town. We have some of our, we deal with one of these little finance things. You know, they have our money in a, some of our money's involved in some kind of scheme, illegal scheme. Yeah. So we can make some money. And
some kind of pyramid.
Yeah, some kind of pyramid scheme. And they got this gathering. They got this dinner. Hey, come and have a dinner.
Oh, we're going to try to sell you something.
And we're going to have a, well, no, they do this just for their people, their customers, their clients. And we go and we have dinner and he's going to have a magic show. And I guess it is kind of an, to try to get a, he goes, hey, if you can, you know, bring a friend. If not, no biggie, you know. And so.
You're like, you know, I'm bringing Grammy.
No, Grammy's bringing me. Yeah. Oh. So it's kind of fun because I love a good magic act.
Ah, that's funny, Tuttles. By the end of the show, the money in your wallet disappears.
Yeah, poof. Poof. I'll tell you what, it's one of those things. I don't remember what they're called. I don't remember what they're called, but it's like a regular stock market type thing. You put your money in and what it is, it's it grows as the stock market grows. It grows and it keeps going. But if the stock market drops, it levels off. It doesn't drop. It still stays at that level before it dropped, and it'll like flatline and be running flatline annuity. Thanks, that guy. And then as the stock market picks up, then it starts picking up again too. So, yeah. So that's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to watch all that stuff. Hey, are we making money? I guess, yeah. You know. We're still getting checks. Yeah, that's what I want, you know. I was a bank type for 9 years.
I was in the banking before. Well, I was a teller, and then I went to new accounts, and then really? I was in the back. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yep.
I was trying to get a hold of our
Remember, I told you at Tokai Bank in California, in Monrovia, California. At Tokai Bank, and you said, what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. I think I remember, yeah. No, I remember.
You were.
Hey, but I was trying to get a hold of the one guy that we have, a kind of a banker we have. You know, I hadn't talked to him for a while. And then whenever I'd call and leave a message for him or try to leave a message, it would just say line is busy, and I could never get through to him. And it's like, what the heck's going on with Brian? You know, come on, Brian. So I had to talk to him again over the weekend or on Friday anyway. So I called, and there I couldn't get a hold of him. So I called the main line. I called the number and say, hey, I'm trying to get a hold of Brian, you know, can you connect me to him? They go, yeah, hold on a second. Let me look. You know, so they looked and they come back. They go, Brian retired. I go, what? He retired. I go, what? Did he just decide not to come into a day and retired? Didn't tell anybody? I go, what's going on with that? You know, he's a funny guy. But I just don't understand. Why would you leave and not send a memo out to all your clients? Hey, I'm retiring. Well, I guess unless he didn't want the attention, because I can't say anything. When I retired in, 7 years ago, seven years, I've been retired. I did the same thing when I retired. I just went in and told my boss, December 31st, I'm out of here. That's it. I'm retired. I'm gone. Really? I go, yeah. And I gave him like a 6 months notice. because they needed to find somebody to take my place. And they go, oh, so we're going to have a party for you. And I go, no, no, you're not. I don't want a party. I don't want no party. I don't want no big grand goodbye. Just the 31st comes, I'm out of here. Oh, okay. All right. So, you know, I kind of retired the same way. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't send out no notices. So didn't want the attention. Just wanted to be set free. Set me free, baby. Did I get a watch? Yeah, everybody watched me leave.
Oh my God.
Ralph thought it was, Mr. Steele thought it was funny. Come on, Dina Jo.
Oh. Oh,
well, it's different when you're, he says, in 6 months, that's the nicest exit I've ever heard. Well, so when you, yeah, but when you're retiring, it's not like you're quitting. I don't know. I guess it's the same thing. I don't know, but, you know, I just went, hey, I'm out of here, you know. And then when they found, and then they brought this guy in, hey, and I even got to recommend my replacement, you know. So I recommended my replacement. He comes in. And then so I go, here you go. This desk is yours now. I'm going to sit over here for the next 6 months and help you get things all aligned and that. And I didn't do squat. I didn't do squat for 6 months.
If you had a phone, you'd be playing with it in your hands.
Oh, I would have too. Yeah, I was just in there collecting a paycheck. As a matter of fact, it was like 2 weeks to go.
Hi, Jay, baby.
2 weeks to go before my before I left, they come in and go, hey, we're just going to go ahead and pay you the 2 weeks. You can get out of here now if you want. I go, really? They go, yeah, if you want to leave, you can. And they watched me walk out the door right then. It was like, yeah, if you really want to leave, hey, where are you going? You didn't even let me finish telling you. I'm out of here. See you later. I was never so glad to retire. Man, I was so tired of working. You know, I worked from right out of high school after I graduated. I worked until I was, 6 months into being 62 years old. I was just, yeah, bye, Felicia. Exactly.
Keith, Margaret, welcome.
I was just, I loved my job, though. I loved doing my job. I loved my work. I loved doing what I liked doing and, what I had to do. I loved it. I was good at it. But I just woke up one morning and said, you know what? I'm tired. I don't know how many years I must have was getting up at 4:30 in the morning for the last 20 years. Getting up at 4:30 in the morning to get to work, you know. I was just tired. I was just so worn out. And Grammy could see it too. Grammy could see it. She goes, you know what? Why don't you just let me work on some things. You hang in there. Hang in there for a while. You hang in there. I'm going to work on some things. And let's see if we can't get you retired, you know, after you turn 62. And she did. She came to me, and one of the first things she did was she handed me a Father's Day or my birthday. She handed me a card, and we don't give cards in that to people. We just don't do that kind of stuff. And I go, what are you doing? She goes, here's a card. Ah, I told you, don't do that. I'll open it later. She goes, no, you need to open it now. So I opened it up, and inside it was the receipt, the payoff receipt for my truck. She had paid off my truck. And it said paid in full. And she goes, there you go. The truck is legally all yours now. We don't owe anything on the truck. Wow. And she worked her little finance tail off for about a year. And sure enough, it came to the point. She goes, hey, you can retire anytime you want. I've got it all set up. Are you sure? She goes, I'm sure. I go, well, yeah, but are we going to make it? She goes, look, it's going to work. We're going to be fine. Just do it. Stop. So I did. And, man, that was the best decision I ever made, was just to stop. It felt so good. It felt so good.
Okay. Yeah. I got it. Somebody's at the door. I got it. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Good grief.
It's the tree cutting guys, and the dogs are going crazy.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, she's got Dina Jo's going to have some trees removed in her front yard. And that sometimes that's a major deal. I had 1, 2, 3, 4 big trees in our front yard. I had them cut down. And somebody said, well, why don't you do it yourself? Well, because I didn't want these things to crash into my house. you know, I didn't want these things to crack because these things were big trees. These are big trees. So she's got some people coming out to cut some trees. $3,000 to cut your trees, Ralph? Really? They could pay you that. How many trees you got? Good grief. $3,000. I didn't pay near that. No. But I did have one of the best companies come out and do it. It was fun watching these guys chop down these birch trees I had, because I had three birch trees that grew up right beside each other, and they were it was amazing watching me. They put a guy up in the tree. They were tall trees too, very tall trees. They put the smallest guy on the team. It was a three-man team. Smallest guy on the team up in the tree, you know, with his harnesses and all this and that. They get up there and they tie in ropes off and everything. And this guy, it was like watching a monkey up there. I swear, this guy was up there zipping around from tree to tree, chopping limbs and just going to it. And they were so precise when they were chopping these limbs down. They were laying them all right in the one spot. They'd fall right to the same spot in the ground. Boom, 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 boom. And they asked me, now the trees are all limbed and everything. And the guy goes, okay, so now you want the trunks. I go, yes, I want everything bigger than, you know, 6 inches bigger. I want, because I want to split it and have it for firewood. He goes, okay, where do you want the wood stacked? Oh, I want it stacked right here. You know, I pointed at an area. I want it stacked right there. Okay. And they were cutting 6 foot sections, six foot sections off these trees. And they were laying them right there in that spot. It was just amazing to watch these guys do this work. It was just absolutely amazing. They had it all down pat, man. They had it down to a science. And fast. It took them 45 minutes to chop down three tall birch trees and have the log sitting there. And they go, okay, so now you're going to burn this in your fireplace? I go, yeah. They go, what do you want? You want 16 inch sections then? You want, how big you want? Yeah, give me 16 inch sections. And then they split all those. They didn't split, but they cut all those things in 6 foot, in 16 inch sections. So did you get them lined out, Dina Jo?
Holy cow. Oh, it's freezing out there. It's so cold. I didn't have a jacket on. And then,
oh, my God.
Oh, and so then I had to go run around the back and show them which one in the back they were cutting down, and the bird hotel out front. I'm so sad.
Oh, well, yeah, they'll find a new home. Wow.
There was a storm. We got 4 inches on, what was it? Friday night? Saturday night? Saturday night? Yeah.
Will over in the Art of Flandering podcast spoke about y'all getting snow in May.
Yeah. We usually don't get it this late. It's usually right around Mother's Day. Man, it's cold.
Man. Huh.
Yeah.
So did you catch your breath? You catch your
breath?
We're
ready for music right now.
You're ready? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just too quiet for me. Are you ready? Now we're talking. It's time for Dina Jo to take control. Presenting Music History. Sharing information on artists and their music. Here she is, Dina Jo!
Hey, fellow dog.
Hi, Jay, baby. I didn't see you come in. Hi, fellow dog.
Alrighty, well, today, Monday, May 23rd, we are going to be doing an Alice Cooper tribute.
Nice.
For our friend Don and everybody else out there. So we are going to start with the song Under My Wheels. And it says, Under My Wheels is a rock, it's by Alice Cooper. It was originally released on the group's Killer album in 1971. And was also the album's first single release. The song was written by Michael Bruce, Dennis Dunaway, and Bob Ezrin. The Alice Cooper Band performed the song on British TV show The Old Grey Whistle Test in 1971. They also performed in West Germany on the show Beat Club. Since then, Under My Wheels has been a staple of the Cooper's live shows ever since the singles released. It is the third most performed song on his catalog. Here is Under My Wheels.
The telephone is ringing. You got me on the run. I'm driving in my car now, anticipating fun. I'm driving right up to you, babe. I guess that you couldn't see, yeah, yeah. But you were under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let me be? 'Cause when you call me on the telephone,
Under My Wheel, Alice Cooper. Show. And this is off his Greatest Hits album. Okay.
All right, awesome. All right, number two on our Alice Cooper list today is going to be School's Out. Excuse me. Cooper has said he was inspired to write the song when answering the question, what is the greatest 3 minutes of your life? Cooper said there are two times during the year. One is Christmas morning, when you just get ready to open up the presents. The greed factor is right there. The next one is the last 3 minutes of the last day of school, when you're sitting there and it's like the slow fuse burning. I said, if we could catch that 3 minutes in its song, it's going to be a big hit. And he did. Cooper has also said it was inspired by a line from the Browery Boys movie, excuse me, on his radio show Nights with Alice Cooper. He joked that the main riff of the song was inspired by the song by Miles Davis. Cooper said the guitarist Glenn Bixton created the song's opening riff. The lyrics of School's Out indicate that not only is school year ending for summer vacation, but ending forever, and that school itself has literally blown up. Its incorporation of childhood rhyme, no more pencils, no more books, no more teachers, dirty looks into the lyrics. It also features children contributing some of the vocals, innocence in the lyrics, and we got no innocence, is frequently changed in the concert to intelligence and sometimes replaced with etiquette. The song appropriately ends with the school bell that fades out. Later performances saw Alice Cooper incorporating parts of the version first verse of Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2, a song by Pink Floyd, also about school and produced by Bob Ezrin, into School's Out. Here is School's Out.
I love me some Alice Cooper.
All the girls and boys making all that noise, 'cause they found new toys. Well, we can't salute ya, can't find a flag. If that don't suit ya, that's a drag. School's out for summer.
School's out.
School's out.
You know, I had forgotten just how good Alice Cooper was until I started putting this together for you, Dina Joe. Man, this guy can rock. He's great. Oh, she's off. We lost her. We lost Dina Joe.
Oh, no, I'm muted. Sorry. I was blowing my nose and I forgot to unmute myself.
talk about a horn going off.
I was just scaring you. No, number three is No More Mr. Nice Guy. Released in 1973 as a single, it is off the band's sixth studio album, Billion Dollar Babies. The single reached number 25 in the U.S. charts, number 10 in the U.K. charts, and helped Billion Dollar Babies to reach number one in both the U.K. and the U.S. The song was written by Michael Bruce and Alice Cooper. Cooper wrote the song lyrics about the reaction of his mother's church group to his stage performances, saying that there were worse things that he could be doing in life and that the gloves were off. In 1976, professional wrestler Chris Colt used the song as his entrance theme for his short-lived character, The Chris Colt Experience, which was one of the first use of rock music for the wrestling theme song. Professional wrestler icon Jim Cornette used the song as the intro and outro for his two podcasts, The Jim Cornette Experience and The Drive-Thru, until late 2019. Here is No More Mr. Nice Guy.
This is off his album, Even More Dazed and Confused. He's got a great voice.
Yep.
Song.
It is. All right, moving on to number four of Alice Cooper, we have Welcome to My Nightmare. Welcome to My Nightmare is the title track of Alice Cooper's eighth studio album. The song is written by Cooper, Dick Wagner, and Bob Ezra. It's peaked at 45 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song itself mixes elements of disco, jazz, hard rock, and keeps a heavy yet funky beat. Cooper would later perform the song on The Muppet Show. The tune was placed 10th on the list of AOL Radio made of 10 best Halloween songs. Here is Welcome to My Nightmare.
Reminds me of Six Flags Fright Fest and Dr. Fright's Dead Man's Party.
I think you're gonna feel you belong. A nocturnal vacation, unnecessary sedation. You wanna feel at home, 'cause you belong.
What a great song.
Welcome to my breakdown. I hope I didn't scare you.
Welcome to my nightmare. You know, it's amazing that somebody like Alice Cooper, he can sing, you know, screaming like he does, and he sounds good, but then he can sing soft like that, and he's just got a perfect voice. Ah, this guy is... I think Alice Cooper was kind of an underrated rocker. I think he should have got more recognition than he did.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. The guy is great.
Well, I think he was judged a lot on by just because of his looks, like he says, you know, in that No More Mr. Nice Guy. You know, people judged him by his appearance in his stage show. It's a show.
Right, right. But, it's a show. You know, it was just a show. It was a show. It was,
Hi, absolutely Scooter. Welcome.
Person, yeah.
Hi, okay.
Yeah. Hi, Buddha FM. Hi, Praveen. Welcome. Praveen, welcome. Good to see you guys. All right. Where are we at? Number five is Clones, We All. This song is the attack on forced conformity. It was very popular with high school students. The lyrics paint a future where all traces of human race have been replaced by dehumanizing clones. We've destroyed the government. We're destroying time. No more problems on the way. It's part of the lyrics. This was written by late guitarist, vocalist, songwriter David Caron, who has been a member of the Arlo Guthrie's touring band Shenandoah in 1970. He also was a member of the short-lived band Gulliver after that. The song peaked at number 40 on the U.S. Hot 100. It was Cooper's first single to reach the top 40 in 2 years. The track also saw some chart action in other parts of the world. It climbed to number 36 on the singles chart in Australia and reached number 58 in Germany. Here is We All Clones, We're All.
I'm a clone, I'm good and I'm fine. I'm wanting more.
I love this song.
I'm a soup doctor. He's on the line. We'll take incubation another day. I'm all alone, so are we all. We're all clones. All I want and wonder all. All I want.
This is off his album, Alice Cooper 80, Flush the Fashion. Clones, we're all. We're all clones.
I love that song. I totally forgot that that was even him, to be honest with you.
I know.
I love that song. All right. Number 6 on our list is going to be Poison. In this song, Cooper sings about a girl who is bad for him, but he can't resist her. Who is bad for him, but he can't resist her charms. This is the element of Max. This is the element in the song that Alice sings. I want to hurt you just to hear you screaming my name. Okay, now that should have been on the creepy song list. The song title schools out for Cooper's highest chart placing in the U.S. Cooper wrote this song with Desmond Child, which is one of the more effective ways to produce a hit. This was Cooper's first music video to get rotation on MTV. He broke into new ground in 1975 when he turned the stage show from his Welcome to My Nightmare tour into a full movie, which laid the foundation for Michael Jackson's Thriller video. Both clips were narrated by Vincent Price. With Poison, Cooper tapped into the MTV audience for the first time. It became far more relevant to younger generation who got the joke when he showed up in the movie of Wayne's World in 1992. Here is the song Poison. Your cruel device, your blood like ice. One look could kill my pain, your thrill. This is another one I totally forgot. He sung too.
Yeah, but when he started singing, I'm going, now that's the Alice Cooper voice I'm familiar with, you know? Huh. Yeah.
No, I just was wondering if something happened. All right, last on our list today for Alice Cooper is going to be the song Hey Stupid.
I love the song.
And it's stupid, S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
Stupid, S-T-O-O-P.
This song has a strong anti-drug message in which Cooper warns young people about the dangers and pitfalls of drug abuse and exposes the benefits of living, drug-free. The track also addresses suicide among teens and young adults and stresses that it should never be an option, no matter how depressed, lonely, or isolated an individual may feel. Slash, who was still a member of Guns N' Roses at the time, plays the guitar solo on the song. The track also features Axe Master Joe Sarantia and heavy metal legend Ozzy Osbourne, who provides backup vocals. Hey Stupid was written by Cooper, Jack Ponti, Vic Pepe, and Bob Pepper. Here is Hey Stupid. Welcome.
Yeah, this song's got a great message. Alice Cooper, he's kind of, you know, since he got set free from his drugs and alcohol addictions, you know, he's been on a mission to spread that, you know, get people off. And I read a little bit on him, and he would go and open for other bands, you know, and he would go into the other bands, you know, dressing rooms and that, and talk to them about their addictions and how they need to, you know, they need to work to get set free. And he did it in such an unjudgmental way. You know, he's, you know, it's like, I'm not in here to judge you guys.
He was there. So
yeah, I'm not here to judge you guys. I'm just here to saying that there's a lot better life for you, you know, if you could get away from out from underneath all this stuff. And he's still on that. He's a very community oriented person, and he's always doing good things out there. Alice Cooper is a good person. He really is. He does some great stuff for the community, for kids. He's out there, and he's a good guy. He's a good guy. And I made a mention to him. I made a mention about him that he, you know, he attributed a lot of his getting away from drugs and that to playing golf. And what happened, what I mean was, he says that, you know, he needed something to take place of the addiction. So when the addiction started to raise its head, and, you know, and trying, you know, he's trying to, it wanted to be fed, that addiction wanted to be fed. He needed something to feed that addiction. So he fed it golf. He says golf took the place of the addiction. So he'd start feeling pressure. He'd start feeling, you know, like the draw back to the drugs and the alcohol, and grab his clubs and go play golf. And now he's a 4-handicap golfer. I mean, he's always playing in celebrity golf courses, golf tournaments and that. Mm-hmm. But he's got a real good message out there. Good. I thank you. Thank you for this, Dina Jo, and Don for suggesting it, because I had forgotten and how good his music is. So. Good job, Dina Jo. Good job.
You're welcome.
Yeah. If you get a chance, download some of his stuff and, you know, listen to Alice Cooper's music. I mean, he's got some good music. What a fire.
I will try to post this list again. But like I said, last time I tried to post the list, I don't know where it went. But it just, I don't know. It might be out there on our Facebook page. It said it went there, but I couldn't find it. Oh, I couldn't.
It's out in
cyberspace. You're very welcome, Don. I'm glad you liked it. I wish we could have played the whole part of it, but, you know, we can only play a little bit.
And
you enjoyed it.
And speaking of Don, everybody, make sure you check out the Overlord Services on Twitter and see what they can do to help increase your footprint on social media through Twitter. What they do is they design posts for you for your podcast, and they get on a schedule where they're just flooding Twitter with information about your podcast, about your shows, and how people can find your shows. And they do a really good, and it's a very inexpensive service. You need to check them out. Go to overlordshop.com/store and see what they can do for you, because they do some great work. Yeah. We've used them. We're finishing up our second month with them, and I don't see us going anywhere. We're going to use them. These guys are great, and they do a good job. Yeah.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
In regards to the next couple of days on music, I don't want any, everybody was kind of shooting out stuff. And so tomorrow I'm going to be doing parodies. And then Wednesday it's going to be, again, parodies, but it's going to be all Weird Al. So I don't want anybody to get offended. They're just kind of parody funny songs. There's no bad words in them, as far as I know. We don't ever try to play anyone's that have bad words. It's just funny. It's just people that were doing funny funnies.
Making fun of other people's songs. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not out to, you know, offend anybody, but I just want to warn you, that's what the next couple of days are going to be, parodies. And then Thursday we will do seven of the most sampled songs, seven of the most sampled song from number one to number seven. And then Friday it'll be, seven of the most happy pop songs, sample songs, sample happy pop songs. Try saying that. Gee whiz. Yes, Weird Al is going to be all Wednesday will be Weird Al.
Nice.
Tuesday, tomorrow is just going to be parody. Some of the people you have never probably heard of. Some of them, I mean, they're funny. A couple of them made me crack up. Yeah, really bad. So Tuesday parodies, Wednesday Weird Al. Thursday, seven most sampled songs, and Friday, seven most pop sampled songs. So there we go. And then next week we're going to talk
about... Yeah, so get your music on with Dina Joe's Music History.
Wow.
Every weekday. Yeah.
There you go.
Speaking of music, turn into WESN, Epic Strategies Network. Download that app and get your music on. They play music all day long. Great music. So there you go.
Provocative conversation.
There you have provocative conversation. Yeah, baby.
Welcome, Bart.
Hi, Bart. Welcome.
So I had this queued up. I was going to use it for you, Dina Joe, but you started talking too fast and I couldn't get to it. So
anyway, sorry.
It's a little music background for our music talk. There you go. Thank you, Stevie Ray. Thank you, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Yeah, thank you very much. That's his song, Scuttlebutt.
Scuttlebutt, not apple butt. Scuttlebutt. We're all into the butts.
It's just a little 2-minute jam. Steve Ray Vaughan. Scuttlebutt. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Scuttlebutton.
Scuttlebutt. Oh, you got.
See you, moonshine. Butt.
Bye, moonshine, Kate. See you later, Fred.
Good Have times. Good times, everybody. Yeah, I found myself just. I think it was Saturday. I had just got done working in the yard. I was chilling. I come in here. I was going to work on some music, fill up some of my libraries on the WESN with a little couple more tunes. And I was just sitting here and I tuned in to WESN and they had the jazz going. And I'll tell you what, I just sat back in my big chair and just listen to the music. I'm usually busy doing something. You know, I'm putting music together for shows, or I'm doing this or doing that. I actually just sat back and chilled, listened to music. Didn't do anything with it. Wasn't trying to read, nothing. Just sat back and listened. What a refreshing day it was. Just sit back and enjoy some music. That's all you need. You know, just give yourself 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes of your own little quiet time. Find some music that you like listening to all the time. Remember what you listened to when you were a kid? You still like it. So find it. Find some of that music, cue it up, and just put on some headphones, and then just sit there and just groove. Just groove with some music, the music that you like, you know. It's just fantastic. Good stuff. Dose, good to see you, buddy. Haven't seen you in a long time. Oh, man. So I'm looking forward to the music coming up, Dina Joe, those parody songs. I love parody songs.
Oh.
You know? And nobody does them better than Weird Al.
Yeah.
It's funny. His his career of making fun of artists and their music and that, doing parodies on their songs, his career has lasted longer than most of the people he's made parodies of. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It's funny.
He's still living off.
Thank you, Solidly, sister. Thank you.
He's making fun of he's making money making fun of people. That's awesome. Has he ever made a movie? Has he made a movie? I thought he made a movie. Didn't Weird Al make a movie? Eric, do you know? Did Weird Al
make a movie? He might have been.
I can't really tell right offhand. But I know he's done a lot of like the parody songs. Like I think he did one for the Star Wars.
What's UHS? And
you know, and yeah, I think a lot of parody songs that you'll probably find of Weird Al. But yeah. I know he's got a great comedy show. Like if you were to ever go see him in person.
Oh, that'd be fun to go see him in person. That would be a blast. UHS, that movie? I don't know. Was he in that? That was about a radio station, I believe. Anyway, that's it, man. We are out of time. Time just ripped.
It says by. UHF, the Naked Gun. What? No. UHF, UHF.
I don't know what you're saying, Dina Jo.
Yeah, UHS, first.
Naked Gun.
It said UHF. The movie. UHF.
Yeah. That's a movie. That's a movie. It's a parody of a radio station, I believe. I'm not sure.
Weird Al? The Weird Al Yankovic story? Is that really a movie? I don't know.
UHF would be for TV channels 14 through 69 minus channel 37, since that's off limits for radio astronomy.
Huh. I don't know. I'll have to check. Oh, public TV. I don't know. We'll have to check that out. We're going to find out what Weird Al's done. Hey, Eric, you got some are there going to be some shows today coming on that you want to plug?
Well, we know Milk Dog went live about 30 minutes ago, and I know this afternoon you've got Jeff Moore and Solid Blue Sister doing their shows along with John Gale, and then primetime tonight you've got the Beans and Weenies show, and we look forward to having Scooter and Spanky on, and we're definitely looking forward to coming back tomorrow morning, you know, after Ralph wraps up, and so many more friends coming up later this week, so be on the lookout for them.
Yeah, if you're up early and you're wanting to go, I've got a little bit of time to go before the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dino, Joe, and Eric comes on live. Tune into the Ralph William Podcast, Coffee with RW. Check out Ralph. He's always got interesting topics, good conversation going on. Great guests on his show, too. So check him out. Hey, and if you're lucky, if you tune into the Coffee with RW, you might even see Dina Jo in there having a cup of coffee. She's a regular hanger-outer on the Ralph Lauren show. And she is also known as the world champion. I was going to try to cue that up, but I don't have it. Anyway, here she is, our queen of fun, Dina Jo. Oh,
be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. And it says, UHF is a 1989 American comedy film starring Weird Al Yankovic. So
there yeah, baby. Well, there you go.
Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye.
And be back tomorrow for Cubella's birthday.
Oh yes. Cubella's birthday. Hey, thanks, Dina Jo. Cubella's
birthday. You're welcome.
Hey, and I noticed you've got that your little saying written on your board in your room.
I do.
Yeah. You always see it. So. Hey, everybody. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate you joining us. We're going to be here for the rest of the week, 7 a.m. Pacific time. You could find us. We're like an alarm clock. We're always ready to go. Hi, Jester.
Hey, Jester. We're wrapping it up.
Catching us right
at
the
end of the show. Good to see you.
So get out there. Have some fun today. Do random acts of kindness. Be nice to people. Smile. Try to get 5 people to smile. Have some fun. And we'll see you tomorrow. Our music's done. We're out of here.
Love you. God bless you. See you on Podbean.
Later, Gators.